You know how much we love to cover the green issues on the show, especially with all the claims that green jobs are going to be the wave of the future. It's how we're going to rebuild our economy, not only in Michigan, but throughout the country and maybe even the world through green energy jobs. You've heard the ads, haven't you? I mean, right here on our own radio station, the Climate Protection Action Fund is urging people to write to Senator Debbie Stabenow and Senator Carl Levin and to encourage them to continue to back Waxman-Markey and the climate change bill and the the cap and trade bill. But this claim that is always made is that this is where the jobs are going to be. Well, the Mackinac Center for Public Policy has taken a look at that and has come up with its own findings on what the energy future really means to Michigan. They've issued a report called Energy Future, a Green Energy Alternative for Michigan, written by Tom Tanton. And the analyst on the other end of our line has been with us before, Russ Harding, as well. Hello, Russ. How are you?
Yeah, good, Frank.
Good of you to join us. So we keep hearing these stories that the green jobs are going to create more jobs in Michigan if we just will get away from coal and go to windmills and solar energy. We're going to create tens of thousands of new jobs here and jumpstart the economy. What have you found?
Well, it's interesting, Frank. Actually, what we're referring to here in the news release we did yesterday was the NRDC Energy Future Report that just came out. And, of course, we have our own report that will be released here very soon. But it's amazing because the NRDC's report is, again, the same old thing. It's sort of they should have entitled it Back to the Future, because what we're looking at is these endless claims which show one side of a two-sided equation, and it's really starting to get rather irritating. What the one side they show is creating green jobs, and of course that's done by government subsidies and mandates. What they don't show is what's happened in Europe, which has been doing this for years, is the extensive loss of existing jobs. And in fact, a study that came out of Spain this year, where they've had a decade of experience with this, shows that for every green job they created, they lost an average of 2.2 other jobs in the economy.
Now, explain to me how that can happen. I too saw the summary of that study. Didn't read the entire study. It was in Spanish. Now, explain to me how that's possible. How did they lose two jobs for every green job they created?
Well, there's nothing free in the economy, as we know. And when you do green jobs, what you're doing is a more inefficient delivery of energy. And there's a reason that we use coal, and there's a reason that nuclear works, is because for the everyday needs of business and homes, it provides reliable, affordable energy. And when you start trying to replace that with erratic energy like wind, which is not reliable and costs more, what that is it becomes a less productive economy. We have to have more input for the goods and services that we provide, which reduces productivity. And of course, any economist will tell us that if you reduce productivity, standard of living goes down. And what of course happened in Europe and Spain is not only did it hit households in the pocketbook because their energy costs went up substantially, so they didn't have that money to buy other things, which caused the people in those industries to be laid off, but also on top of that, it caused businesses to flee the country because the energy costs were too high and they couldn't be competitive, particularly in a global marketplace.
Of course, that wouldn't be as big a concern in the United States. Where are companies going to go?
China, India, or other places that have already already said we're not going to sign up to things like the current cap and tax bill that Congress is
considering. But that's the argument that's always presented to you. It's the same thing we hear here in Michigan is people aren't going to go. They're not going to leave because of this. They'll stay.
Well, that is a nice fairy tale, and I guess that's wishful thinking, but it doesn't reflect reality, and we already see this happening. You can hardly pick up a newspaper or hear a news report almost weekly where some company hasn't shipped production somewhere else because the costs are too high to operate, particularly in a state like Michigan.
Mm-hmm. So the policies in Michigan are nevertheless in effect, that we are endeavoring to create 10% of our electricity from renewable sources by 2015, which is only 6 years away now, and 30% by 2025.
Yeah, and there's even discussion that they want to raise that. And, of course, you know, if you look at this NRDC Energy Future Study, everything they talk about in this study is predicated on that there will be this cap in trade, or I call it cap and tax proposal, passed by Congress. Now, one of the things, Frank, that's really interesting is what we used to hear is the reason for this was man-caused global warming. We don't hear that so much now for obvious reasons, getting cooler, not warmer. And much of the science is starting to be exposed and legitimate debate starting to occur. And, in fact, Gallup polls and other polls across the country are showing that a majority of Americans now don't buy this man-caused global warming. So the environmental community has really shifted its marketing of these programs now from the need to fight global warming. So now what they've shifted to is this is the way we're going to create jobs.
Right. We're now going to save the environment, not the environment, but the economy.
Right.
And that's how we'll do it with all of these jobs. And the claims that were made in the NRDC assessment that the increased power demand in Michigan for the future is overstated, they're saying that we're overestimating the future power demand of our state?
Well, yeah, the Public Service Commission had some estimates of increased power, and that was before, you know, the economic collapse and the Big Three having the problems that we're experiencing in Michigan. And so some of those numbers are probably overly optimistic, but it's amazing to me what they don't talk about. They say, well, we don't need to ask for power, and any power we get, we can get from wind and alternative sources. Well, many of the power plants, like much of the infrastructure we have in the country in Michigan, are aging, and the new pollution standards are much tougher, and those power companies want to do what I think is the right thing and reinvest on these base load systems and with the newest and latest technology. Well, if you don't allow them to do that, if you do as Governor Granholm is doing, is basically put a moratorium on all coal power plants in the state, what you're going to end up with is not less pollution, you're going to end up with more pollution, because you're still going to have to generate almost all of our power needs with either coal or nuclear, and you're going to be doing it with older technology, and that an environmentalist ought to not be proposing that. That just doesn't make any sense.
Well, we'll allow people to read the analysis, Mackinaw.org. Russ Harding, appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks, Frank.
All right, talk to you later. Russ Harding from the Mackinaw Center. Energy Future is the name of the report. You can look it up, Mackinaw.org.